Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3203BN. Today's date is November 3rd, 2023, and the title of the episode is Commander-in-Chief and the People Will Demolish the Deep State. We will finish the job. Talk about protecting our wealth. Dark clouds are gathering as markets shudder, stocks are sinking, currencies stumbling, fear and uncertainty reign. The Middle East, Ukraine, Taiwan, the debt, it's endless. Yet one asset stands firm, gold. In crisis after crisis, gold is there in the background. Its enduring value guards against loss. It's like a missile shield. While paper wealth burns, gold persists. Shield your savings against looming threats, war, recession, contagion, and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. Take control in the chaos. Fortune favors decisive action. Get hold of gold now before it's out of reach. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with every new IRA. Claim your free coin today to secure your financial future. As this new storm gathers, panic looms, and some of the places you were thinking for your money, well, they don't look so clever anymore. Secure your future against disaster. Open a Noble Gold Investment IRA and claim your free bullion coin today. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, the only gold company I trust. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, well, it seems that they are now coming to the end of this pause. Now, Trump, he is continually letting everyone know through his rallies that we have been in a 4-year pause and the people needed to see how bad the country was going to get. And since people are seeing how bad the country is getting, the movement is hotter than ever, which means Trump, he just let everyone know he is following in the footsteps of Andrew Jackson. This was all part of the plan, and he needed to take a pause so he could put the resident in place to show everyone, look what happens when you cheat in an election. Look what happens when you overthrow the duly elected president. The entire country completely implodes. And this government that installed themselves, they go after we the people. And Trump, he needed to show the entire population this. He couldn't explain it to them. He couldn't say, hey, by the way, just want to let you know these are bad people and they're going to do bad things and they're going to destroy the country. No one will believe it. The only way you were going to believe it was to actually go through it. You had to walk through all of this. And we're not finished yet because Trump, he's continually letting everyone know that this is the final battle. We're going to finish the job right now. Everything that Trump started back in 2016, it has come full circle right now. And now we're at the point, which is the final battle, and we are going to finish because what he needed from the very beginning, and he actually confirms this, he needed the people by his side, the commander in chief, and we the people going after the deep state can then destroy the deep state. And that is exactly what is happening. And actually, when you look at what is going on, he actually let everyone know what the entire plan was from the very, very beginning. Because he put out that video that was going to get him elected in 2016, how he was going to destroy the globalists, destroy the deep state players, destroy everything that they set up. But everyone didn't realize what the plan was going to be. Everyone thought he was just going to come in and arrest people and that would be that. But again, how then can the country understand what has happened here? The country would not understand and the country would not be able to keep this country the way it was because those same forces would just be able to take the country right over because the people would have never seen the tyrannical government. The people haven't seen the tyrannical government before Trump stepped in. Yes, there were some people that were waking up and people started to realize, but the majority of the people, they could not see the tyrannical government because the deep state players through the fake news and everything else, it was hidden from the public. And most of the public, they didn't take the time to do research and to actually look for it because they had their everyday lives and they were very busy doing that. And the only way to actually show them the tyrannical government was to actually show it to them. And that's exactly what Trump has done. And he needed the 4 years to do this. But now he has the people with him. Now we're heading into the final battle. And he also signaled that he is the commander in chief. Now, we're going to be getting all to this a little bit later, but first, it looks like Sam Bankman-Fried, he was found guilty on all seven counts. So the crypto con man, Sam Bankman-Fried, he pretty much was found guilty on seven counts of fraud and conspiracy. The evidence was overwhelming, and the three former executives who worked side by side with him testified against him. So he is going to be going to jail. And once again, you can see the deep state players, they went ahead and they sacrificed one of their own. Now, does this mean that he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail? Well, I think what Biden might try to do before he's removed from office, he might pardon him, just like he might pardon his son. Let's see how this plays out, because this is going to be very interesting. And this doesn't mean that all these people are going to get off in the end. It just means that right now people are watching a two-tier justice system. The people are watching all of this play out. That's what people are seeing right now. And it looks like the deep state players, they're going after their own right now. Actually, one, to distract what's going on, distract everything from Biden right now. Number two, anyone that goes against the criminal syndicate, well, you are taking out. It's almost like the mafia. You go out there and you criticize the mafia and you talk about the mafia. What do you think the mafia does to you? They take you out. And it looks like they're doing this with Adams right now because, again, he's very, very critical of the illegals coming in. He never said close the border. But again, the criminal syndicate, the Biden administration, doesn't want anyone talking about the border the way he's talking about it. You just have to accept all these people coming in and you keep your mouth shut. And it looks like he didn't do this. So the FBI, they conducted a raid on Brianna Suggs, the chief fundraiser for New York City Mayor Adams. The search warrant revealed an investigation into potential straw donor schemes involving foreign campaign donations. They're saying he might have taken donations from Turkey. And the crimes being probed include theft of federal funds and conspiracy to steal federal funds, wire fraud conspiracy, as well as campaign contributions by foreign nationals and conspiracy to make such contributions. Now, it's very easy for the deep state players to go after one of their own because they already know their crimes. They already know they're dirty. And it's very easy to get them on all of this and actually keep the focus on Mayor Adams instead of Biden. Plus, it sends a message to anyone else that goes up against the criminal syndicate or criticizes the criminal syndicate. And you can see it is now playing out right now. Because remember, there are a lot more illegals coming into this country. There's caravans headed for this country. It's one gigantic invasion. Trump, he put this out on Truth and said the following: massive caravans through Mexico headed our way. Crooked Joe Biden, who's too busy using law enforcement to go after his political opponent, has no idea what to do. We are truly a nation in decline. MAGA 2024. And yes, people are going to see more of these people. Now, remember, the people are watching what's happening out in Israel and Gaza. They understand that there's terrorists all over the place. We have the FBI already warn everyone that something's going to happen. Trump has warned everyone that something might happen, which I do believe it's going to happen. And it looks like the deep state, they are planning for a civil war. They're planning for chaos, not just in this country, but around the world, to try to bring us into World War III. And you could see it's building and building and building. And what's very interesting, to actually have the people see exactly what Biden is doing, Senator Chuck Grassley and Senator John Cornyn, they joined 24 colleagues to introduce legislation to ensure the American people have a full accounting of the number of illegals being released into the United States by the Biden administration. And this is called the Southern Border Transparency Act, which would require the Department of Homeland Security to accurately report how it is handling migrants encountered at the border, along with providing information detailing the migrants' places of origins, including the so-called catch and release program. The legislation comes after a letter last week in which Senator Grassley raised concerns about federal agencies' usage of mobile applications to parole thousands of otherwise inadmissible aliens into the U.S. without proper vetting. And really think about this. The people now understand and they realize that the people coming over the border, they're not properly vetted. They don't know who's in this country. Actually, they do know who's in this country because they're going to use them later on for chaos. But they're not telling the American people who's in this country. That's why when they're testifying, they said, we have no idea. We don't know who these people are. Yes, the FBI, they know who they are. DHS knows who they are because a lot of these individuals are brought in because they're part of an operation. And they're going to carry out the operation in this country. And I do believe this is when people are going to say enough is enough. Is this the final precipice? No, I think World War III, nuclear war, is going to be the final precipice of the people where they say enough is enough. We hit the precipice of destruction. We need to make a major change before everything that we know is completely and utterly destroyed. And remember, going back to the very beginning, going back to 2016, this has been a war against the deep state players. We are at war. It's an information war. This information war is now moving into a physical war. Now, it doesn't mean that we're being invaded by China and Russia and they're bringing troops onto the ground, but Soros and others have already released terrorists and others, criminals, into this country that are going to make everything now go physical compared to before when it was all information on social media platforms. Now, I do believe it's a mixture right now of information and physical, and I do believe this is going to be the scare event. And yes, this then might move into another area. Could be a cyber attack, which we talked about yesterday, because again, they're already building the narrative for a cyber attack. And I do believe that this is going to happen most likely around the election time. And what's very interesting is that now the posts that have to do with the elections are starting to really make sense. And we'll be talking about that in just a little bit. But what's very interesting is we know that Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton, they all had other email accounts. We know that Hillary Clinton went ahead and bleach bit her entire system so nobody could find the emails. They tried to hide everything. And it seems that this is all part of the same criminal syndicate, because it seems like no matter what country you're in, they follow the same exact pattern. Look what's happening out in Germany. Laptops with more than 700,000 emails, including those from the office manager of the German chancellor, have completely disappeared. So do you think this was a coincidence? Or was there information on there that they didn't want people to see? That is very interesting. But we could see the pattern is pretty much the same. They're all trying to hide everything right now. And it looks like Comer is ready to subpoena Biden. We'll have to see how that all plays out, because that's going to be very interesting, which means they're going to be making a move right now to get rid of Biden. Because do they really want Biden impeached? Do they really want this evidence being presented to the entire country, to the entire world? Or do they want to cover this up and get rid of him before everything gets out into the open? Because what do you think is going to happen when there's a Senate hearing and there's an impeachment hearing, just like with Trump? You know it's going to be televised. You know people are going to be passing this around. They're not going to be able to hide it. They don't have control of the narrative. They don't have control of what people see. So I think in the end, what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to actually shut it down, and they're going to have to remove him. And it looks like that's already in progress. And you can see that Biden, he is struggling right now because he doesn't have the money to give to Zelensky. His money printing machine, it's not working. He doesn't have the right people in Congress. And now he's trapped and he's panicking. And you could see he's panicking. Right now, the U.S. is going to send another $425 million in weapons to Ukraine. But again, it's not the cash that Zelensky wants. He knows, yeah, you can give me the weapons. Yeah, we can sell them. But that's just going to be a couple millions. I need billions to keep this country running. And if you want me to stay quiet, you need to pay me. And it looks like the Congress, they voted for a bill for Israel. It was $14.3 billion in aid for Israel. And there are cuts to the Internal Revenue Service. And remember, that was included in Biden's 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. And now they're carving that part out and using that money to give to Israel. And once again, that money's going to go to Israel. It's not going to go to Gaza. It's not going to go to the Palestinians. It's going to go to Israel. And that money's going to be used to eradicate the CIA terrorists that are in Gaza. And Biden, he doesn't want this to happen. He would like to get hold of that money. And if he can't get hold of that money, I don't think he's going to pass this bill. I think he's going to veto it. And actually, Kirby is confirming that Biden will veto the standalone Israeli funding bill, which is going to show the entire country that Biden is not with Israel. Really think about that for a second. And you know what the Biden administration is trying to do. you know that they're trying to create a civil war in this country. They want people to take sides. They already have their people inside the country. They already have the Muslims, Antifa, BLM, the illegals, and everyone else inside the country to take the side of the pro-Palestinian, or I should say pro-Hamas side. And they want the country, those supporters of Trump, those supporters of America, they want those people to take another side. So this way they can have a civil war. This is what they wanted from the very, very beginning, because they love when the people fight each other. They don't like when the people come together and see the true enemy. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they've been bringing the people together and the people have been seeing the true enemy. And this is something the true enemy does not want. And you can see they're trying as hard as they possibly can to actually shape the narrative. And they're doing this on TikTok. Anthony Goldblum put this out and said, anti-Israel content is dominating on TikTok among 18 to 24-year-olds. 447 million views versus 16.5 million views in the last 30 days. The top anti-Israel hashtag on TikTok is Free Palestine, and the top pro-Israel hashtag is Stand With Israel. Raw data comes from TikTok and is available here for anyone who wants to validate it. Seems very plausible that this is a major driver of the Harvard Caps Harris poll result that showed 51% of 18 to 24-year-olds believe Hamas massacre of 1,200-plus Israeli civilians could be justified by the grievances of the Palestinians. And actually, if you look at this, these are the same exact college students, the same exact people that said, holy crap, look, they did this to George Floyd, so we can destroy and kill other people. It's the same exact playbook that they're using. And this is how they brainwash the children. Nothing's changed here. It's the same group. And the people, I think, of this country are now seeing this. And remember, they want a civil war. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that this was going to come. They knew that war was going to come. And they needed these individuals to be in a certain location, because later on, they were going to round these people up, because they were going to drive them from out of the shadows and they were going to bring them into the streets. And it looks like that this is absolutely building. Now, the thing is that the deep state players, they know that the entire COVID push is not going to work to actually cheat in the elections. And they know that they cannot have these individuals who are out there protesting. They can't be out there without a mask. And remember, there are going to be many individuals in different blue cities. And I do believe what's going to happen is these blue cities are going to say, holy crap, we're in the dead of winter. Things are getting worse. People should start wearing masks again, which will give them the A-OK to put a mask on to cover their face so they can have these riots. And we'll have to see how this plays out, but it looks like they're having a very difficult time with COVID right now. It didn't work the way they thought it was going to work, which means they're not going to be able to cheat in the elections like they wanted. And this is why they're going to come up with different tactics. And I do believe they're going to be getting very, very desperate in what they're going to do. We'll be talking about that in just a little bit. But what's very interesting right now, it seems that, which we mentioned just a day ago, 24% right now says that they know someone that died from COVID-19 vaccine. So why is Rasmussen right now the only national firm asking vax injury and death questions? Why aren't other pollsters out there doing this? Don't you find that odd? Steve Kirsch put this out and said, breaking Rasmussen poll. A stunning 42% of Americans would likely join a class action lawsuit against COVID vax makers if it was permitted by law. So now the people who've taken the vaccine, there's 42% of the people right now saying they're on board and they would join a class action lawsuit. This is the pharmaceuticals' worst nightmare come true. Because once people see a class action lawsuit, well, you think more people are going to join? Absolutely. And Steve Kirsch continued with this and said, the vaccine has already killed over 500,000 Americans. How many more people have to die before Congress puts a halt to the vaccine? The poll clearly showed that nearly 50% of Americans know someone who died from the virus, but the huge issue is about 25% believe they know someone who were killed by the vax. So if 1 million people die from COVID, it means that 500,000 Americans were killed by the vax. Don't let the CNN people try to gaslight you. The math is simple. Well, let's just take this a step further. Because again, you don't really know if the people died from COVID, because the test wasn't a true test of COVID. Plus, the hospitals got paid for telling everyone that they died from COVID, because if they died from a motorcycle accident or from cancer and they tested positive for COVID, they said, oh yeah, death is COVID, give us our money. So again, these numbers are kind of skewed right now, but the vaccine numbers seem to be absolutely true. And this is something they don't want the people to see. And I do believe Congress is going to reverse all of this and allow the people to sue the pharmaceutical companies, which in the end is going to destroy the pharmaceutical companies. And I do believe there's going to be new laws that are going to be implemented, and the entire medical industry is going to change. Because remember, the people no longer have credibility in the CDC, FDA, pharmaceutical companies. So something has to change. And I do believe we're going to discover that there are many, many cures that are out there that have been hidden from us for a very long time. And all the pharmaceutical companies have been doing is just rebranding all of these drugs, saying, oh, you could use it for this, you could use it for that, you could use it for this. And this is why America is on drugs right now. And I do believe this is all about to change. Now, the other thing that's changing right now is that the American people are saying, you know something? We don't need a Republican debate. We know who we want as the president, and it's Trump. So we don't need any more debates. We know who it is. We're going to nominate Trump. And that is that. Paul Bedard put this out in X and said, Trump heading to landslide win. 76% say end debates. At this stage of the 2024 presidential election, it can't get much clearer. And it can't. The people are actually out there telling the Republicans, it's Trump. So all these people that are debating, it's absolutely meaningless. Nobody cares. And what's very interesting is that Trump, as his trials approach, and one of them is election interference or election fraud, it's amazing how all of a sudden we have all this information coming out right before the trials where it's showing that certain individuals cheated in the election. And they had to redo, or they're ready to redo the elections. Because again, when you win an election and you cheat an election, you don't get to keep the winnings. You got to return them and redo it. So I think Trump is building a precedent right now with all these cases. I don't believe he's the one behind it, but it's just very interesting that they're all coming out at this time, and there's more than one. And they're all setting a precedent saying, no, we see the cheating. And remember, Trump, he has irrefutable evidence. So what is America going to do when he presents this evidence? And maybe it goes up to the Supreme Court. Because, you know, the information is going to get out. The people are going to say, holy crap, look at this. And he'll be able to take this case then and move it to other courts. So what is going to happen? Do we get a redo? Does Trump get to finish out his term? That's interesting, isn't it? But look at all the cheating and look what has happened just lately. There are more and more cases that are showing election fraud. Just 5 days before election night, a damning video has emerged showing Justin Hearst, the Democrat candidate for mayor in Springfield, Massachusetts, allegedly engaging in election fraud in broad daylight. Sworn affidavits from City Hall officials claim that Hearst paid individuals $10 to cast their votes in his favor. The video footage captures Hearst and his campaign team transporting multiple individuals to City Hall for voting. So he cheated. Yesterday, what did we have? We had another case in Connecticut, which showed the mayor there cheated in the election. And they had the mule dump the ballots into the drop boxes. So in Connecticut, a city employee has been accused of stuffing ballot boxes to sway the outcome of the mayoral primary election after surveillance video evidence was discovered. In New Jersey, multiple Democrats have been charged with election fraud. Patterson Council Speaker Alex Mendez stole mail-in ballots and filled them out and mailed in fake ballots to rig election outcome. In Michigan, GBI Strategies allegedly sent hundreds of thousands of fake ballots applications to Muskegon County to collect fraudulent ballots and deposit them into mail-in ballot drop boxes. In Arizona, a Democrat woman was convicted of harvesting ballots in a mail-in ballot collection scheme. And now we have all these cases. And it looks like the precedent has now been set. And now Trump, he's going to be going on trial, and he's going to present irrefutable evidence showing that Biden rigged the election. What's the remedy? Well, right now, they're saying, well, you cheated in the election. Maybe we need to redo the election. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular DNA ancestry site is under fire for allegedly not notifying their users in a timely manner of a data breach that stole millions of pieces of personal data. In fact, it wasn't until the hackers advertised the stolen data on forums that the public became aware of the breach, which has since sparked a class action lawsuit. The stolen data was reportedly leaked for political and racially motivated reasons, and it included name, sex, date of birth, geographic location, profile photos, and genetic ancestry results. This is why I protect myself with Virtual Shield 1. Virtual Shield 1 offers an all-in-one digital security suite with its most notable features of being a military-grade VPN, identity theft protection, antivirus, and even the ability to remove my personal information from sites after data breaches like this one. Plus, it comes with a 1 million insurance policy for identity theft protection to secure myself even further. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that Virtual Shield 1 is the most effective way to help prevent government, corporate, ISP, hacker spying while simultaneously protecting your personal data. But there's more. If you sign up for Virtual Shield 1 now, you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, unlimited data usage across all devices, access to Virtual Shield 1's 24/7 customer support, and more. Simply go to virtualshield.com/x22 to take advantage of this limited time deal before their free trial offer ends. Maybe Trump actually won, which we all know he did. This is going to be very, very interesting. Does this mean Trump is going to finish out the last term? Maybe, maybe not. Or is nothing going to happen because the deep state is not going to allow it? And it's going to take time to get to the Supreme Court, and we're going to have the election in 2024. But what happens if they rule afterwards? Then what happens? Does he get another 4 years? That's interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see while the fake news was out there telling us there was no fraud, going back in time to 2020, CNN was doing a report, and they were in front of a Dropbox. And they actually captured a woman stuffing the Dropbox with multiple mail-in ballots. So they actually caught someone cheating. Think about this for a second. Unbelievable. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this has to do with Trump's cases, we could see that Eric Trump, Don Jr., they all had to testify in court. Letitia James, she was smiling while this was happening. Remember, there is absolutely no case. This is election interference. This is a political witch hunt. And they're trying to get Trump to take a deal. And Trump is not going to take a deal. Why would he take a deal? Everyone was happy with his business. There's no reason for him to take a deal whatsoever. And I do believe in the end, Trump is going to come out victorious. Now, they might rule against him because he has a crazy judge there. But I think when he appeals, everyone's going to see that this is an open and shut case, and this was a waste of time. While they're busy with this, and I'm talking about peekaboo and the judge and everything else, they have crime, they have illegals in the city, and they're not taking care of that. And we've come to find out there's a problem with New York Justice Arthur Engoron. Allison Greenfield appears to have violated judicial rules preventing officers of the court from making excessive political donations. It appears Engoron was advised of Greenfield's violation in a 72-page complaint addressed to his court via email that was also filed with the New York State Bar Association the same day he decided to issue a gag order against Trump in his case currently playing out in his Manhattan courtroom. Engoron has subsequently fined Trump a total of $15,000 for two alleged violations. But the evidence against Greenfield is astounding as laid out in the complaint that a third party filed against her. Such complaints are usually confidential, but the person who filed it, a Wisconsin man named Brock Fredden, who runs a Twitter account called Judicial Protest, exposing such conflicts, published the entire complaint online. New York ethics rules prohibit court officials like Greenfield from giving in excess of $500 in the aggregate in a particular calendar year in a political donation. So did she give a lot more money? Yes, she did. She exceeded the threshold of $500, and it looks like she gave something like $3,335. Now, the judge knew about this, and what has he done about it? Not much, which I find very, very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is as we go down this path and as we approach 2024, we know that Trump has told us that World War III is on the horizon. He can see it. Now, I think everyone could see it. He has told us that terrorists are going to be coming into this country. We know that the FBI has been letting everyone know that, yes, terrorism has entered this country, and we might see it play out. Israel is giving warnings now. Germany is very worried about this. And you can see the deep state players, they're building up the idea that MAGA and Christian nationalism is a bigger threat to America than Hamas could ever be. Well, remember, the CIA terrorist group, Hamas and others, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, you name it, that's their foot soldiers. They brought these people into all these different countries. They are on one side, and MAGA and Christians and Jewish people are on the other side. And yes, there are other religions, if I didn't mention it, are on the other side, patriots of this country. They're on the other side. And the deep state players, what do they want? They want chaos. They want a civil war. This is why they're pushing MAGA extremists. That's why they're pushing all this, because they want some type of conflict, and it's not going to work. And just before we mention how they want masks to be worn again, and it looks like they've already started this. Coming out of California, KTVU, it looks like masks will be required in certain settings again in California. So those people that are going to hospitals, those people that are going to doctors, they're going to have to wear a mask, which means they're going to expand upon this. And I wouldn't be surprised if other blue cities and other blue states start to implement this as we get into the middle of winter. And you can see that this is now actually happening, which is very interesting. But while all this is happening, what do we see? We see crime everywhere. They're releasing criminals. We see illegals are coming in. They're committing crimes. We have the Muslim garbage that the other Muslim countries didn't want. They were going to either imprison them or remove them from their country one way or another. And Soros and team, they brought him into this country. They brought him in Europe and many other countries to create chaos in the end. And what's very interesting is that Trump was on a plane one time, and there was a child who asked him, "Are you Batman?" And Trump said, "Yes, I am Batman." And what does Batman do? He fights against the criminals. And Dan Scavino, he put out a video on X, and it's very interesting because it's about 1 minute long. It's at night, and it looks like it's Trump's caravan, and it's in Houston, Texas, where he just had his rally. And if you look very, very closely at this video, you can see the bat signal letting everyone know that Batman is on his way. But since this video is 1 minute, if we go back to post 100, and we think about what's happening in this country, we think about what's happening out in Israel and Gaza, we know terrorists are in this country. I just want to read a portion of this, and it's on November 5th, 2017. That's the post, and it says, "Why are migrants important? Assets. What are assets? Define assets. What are migrants so important? What are assets? Why are migrants so important? What are assets? Why are migrants so important? Operations. They're used for certain operations." And now we know that is true. And we could see why Salon, by the way, Salon.com put out that article where it says MAGA and Christian nationalism is a bigger threat to America than Hamas could ever be. Why would they say that? Well, because they know the people of this country, they have weapons. A lot of weapons. Declaration of Memes put this out and said the following. "Every military on Earth combined owns 133 million guns. American civilians own 400 million guns, three times as many. If we were a threat, you'd know." And that's what they're afraid of. That when they say we're a threat because we're awake. We're a threat because we understand who the enemy is. We're a threat because we are an army with weapons. Now, it's not saying we're going to use these weapons, but this is what they're afraid of. This is why they've been trying for a very, very long time to get the weapons away from the people. Because once they got the weapons away from the people, you wouldn't be a threat anymore. You'd be controlled. And that's what they've been trying to do this entire time. Now, what's very interesting is Trump, he put out a truth and he said the following. "Threat level to the United States of America is at its highest level ever." So what are they doing? Going after Crooked Joe's political opponent, me. Screw the country. Let's get Trump. What a group of losers. Now, Trump, he capitalized losers and he capitalized highest level, which is very interesting because if you go back to post 4939, this is October 22nd, 2020, it says the following. corruption at highest levels of government. DOJ, FBI, MSNBC, political elite protection struggles during bright, sunny days. Now, people can see all this. The sun is shining on all of these organizations, and you could see the corruption very, very clearly. Then, if you look at the loser part, because losers is capitalized, you end up at post 533. This is January 14, 2018. It says the following. We the people, we the people, we the people, we the people. Where we go one, we go all. No one person is above another. We the people are making the world a better place. We the people are taking back our country and world from the evil losers who would do us harm, all for a buck. No more. Stand up, patriots. Stand up and defend what you know is right. God bless you and God bless United States of America. 4-10-20, which is Donald J. Trump. Now, Trump, it looks like he was part of this plan from the very, very beginning. And I do believe the military came to him and said, listen, when the time comes, we're going to need you to help us take back this country. We don't want to have a military coup. We want the people to take it back. We want them to follow the Constitution. And we want the people to see the tyrannical government so they understand what's really going on here. Because if they don't understand it, they'll never be able to keep the country. And if they can't take it back, how are they going to keep it? They can't. And when you go back in time, like back to 2013, and Citizen Free Press put this out on Truth, when you hear Trump speak about running for the election, it looks like he tried to get other people to step up, but no one was going to do it. And he even said if they can't do it, then he will have to step in because the country's going in the wrong way and we need to make America great again. Take a listen.
Larry, I have a great business. I love doing it. It's my passion. It's my pride. I built, look at buildings like this. I mean, I do it really well. Nobody does it better. I just bought Doral in Miami recently. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, really? I emceed the opening of Doral.
Well, it's 800 acres in Miami and,
golf
the old post office on Pennsylvania Avenue, which
that
we're building. So many different things we're doing. They're so excited. The Apprentice continues to be great.
And so you don't want to run for office?
Well, I'd rather not, but I also want this country to be great again. And this country is not, it's going the wrong direction.
So why not run? I'll tell you something.
Well, I'll see what
Honestly,
happens.
Honestly, you've had all these business successes. What more do you need?
I understand that. I'll see what happens. First of all, you have an election coming up in 14. Which we'll see. And I'm going to help some people that are good people.
Both then, parties?
Probably not, to be honest. I have a pretty conservative view on things, and probably not. But I'll be helping some people, and we'll see after 14, and I'll make a decision.
Now, think about what he just said there. And yes, there's many other interviews with him talking about how he was going to run for election. Then go to Trump's speech that he did in Houston, Texas, where he talks about the pause. Take a listen to what he says. Joe Rambo put this out.
To less than 2 years, and we were going to get it down to about 1 year before we got temporarily, before we had a pause. You know the word pause? We have a pause. We have a little pause in here, Wesley. It's a four-year pause, and it taught us how bad things can get. And that's why we're hotter today as a movement. It's the hottest movement in the history of our country, by the way, by far. But we're a hotter movement today than we were 4 years ago. I opened.
Joe Rambo responds to Trump's speech and says the following. This pause statement is literally a cue proof. Only when evil is forced into the light can we defeat it. Only when they can no longer operate in the shadows can people see the truth for themselves. Only when people see the truth for themselves will people understand the true nature of their deception. Seeing is believing. Sometimes you can't tell the public the truth. You must show them. Only then will people find the will to change. It had to be this way. This is not a four-year election. God wins. And he's absolutely right. And this is exactly what Trump has been doing. He took a pause so you could see very, very clearly what was happening in this country. He needed to wake the people up. He needed the deep state to cheat like they never cheated before. He needed them to overthrow the government so he could capture all the data. He needed to put the military in charge. And I do believe the military is in charge. And I don't mean they're going to be roaming the streets and they're taking orders from the commander in chief. And I do believe Trump has signaled, and I think Dan Scavino backed it up, that he is the true commander in chief. Now, Dan Scavino, he put out a post on X, and it looks like he's flying in a plane, and it looks like it's the sun coming up, and it says, here comes the sun. And this video is 26 seconds long. So if we go back to post 26, it says the following. This is November 1st, 2017. Think about it logically. The only way is the military. Fully controlled. Save and spread 11. Once 11.3 verifies as first marker. Biggest advance drop on poll. So just because you say the military is the only way doesn't mean the military is coming in, marching into the streets and arresting everyone. The only way was to take full control of the situation. Take control away from the deep state player. And the only way you could take control away from the deep state player is to have them have an insurrection. And once they had the insurrection, it allowed the military to take control of the country, and have Trump as the commander in chief. Now, they're going to be doing their job in the background. And this is why Trump is so confident with everything, because they've lost control of the country. And I'm talking about the deep state players once this occurred. And you can see just from this post, the only way is the military fully controlled, a fully controlled country. And Trump needed to show the people, and this is why Biden and Obama and the rest were allowed to do what they do best, destroy the country. And he wanted the people to see this. Now, very interestingly, during the Houston rally, Trump did not call the individuals in prison political prisoners. He called them hostages. We are at war with a terrorist group, and they are hostages. Almost like when you look out in Israel and in Gaza. They took people, they took Americans, they took Israelis. They are terrorists, and they're holding hostages. The deep state, they are a terrorist organization, and they are holding hostages. And that reminds me of two posts. This is post 1245, April 23rd, 2018. And it starts off with, order is important. Saudi Arabia to North Korea, North Korea to Armenia, Armenia to Iran, Iran with an arrow. Any other rogue nuclear states? Define hostage, define protection. Who is protected by rogue nuclear states? Well, think about it. Is Iran? Is North Korea? Think about that for a second and think about what Trump has told us. We're heading towards World War III and it's going to be nuclear. Then let's go to post 1328. This is May 10, 2018. Down below it says the following. We will not be held hostage. Sky event. Where we go on, we go all. Q plus. Sky event. I wonder if something's going to happen where people are going to be scared and they're going to think war is coming. But Trump, when he was out in Houston, he played the national anthem, which was sung by the January 6th prisoners. And in between that, he said the pledge. Now, in his post, he says justice for all. And during this song, which we're going to play in a sec, Trump, he did not put his hand on his heart. He actually saluted and stayed in that position during the entire song, which tells you he is the commander in chief. Take a listen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands.
Ever,
nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I do believe that he is the commander-in-chief. And Dan Scavino, he actually put out a black and white picture, which is the cover photo of this report, showing Trump saluting. And I do believe this is reinforcing that he is the commander-in-chief. And he is the one that is in control here. And yes, the military has been activated. And we can see as we go towards the 2024 election, certain things are going to happen. We already know that they're building the narrative for a cyber attack. We already know that Trump and the Patriots, they have already have everything ready, countermeasures ready to counter this. Now, before we get to that, because now the Q posts are making a little bit more sense as we head into 2024, as they're building the narrative of Iranian cyber attack. But Trump, he put this out on Truth and he said the following, and it pretty much tells you exactly what the plan is. If you want to save America from Crooked Joe, then get every patriot you know and get them out to vote in the Texas primary on March 5th, Super Tuesday. 2024 is our final battle. With you at my side, we, capitalized, will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. And we will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media. We will evict Crooked Joe Biden from the White House. And we will finish the job once and for all. And finish the job once and for all is all caps. So really think about that for a second. Think about where we're headed. He's telling you the 2024 elections are the most important elections. He wants the people by his side, but you have to show him you're on his side. And if there is, which I do believe there's going to be, some type of cyber attack, and there, as the deep state tries to postpone the elections, do you think they're going to want the people voting in the elections? Because once CISA and the armed forces come out and say, listen, we still can have the elections, they're not postponed, we're just going to go to ballot, we're going to go to the backup poll books, and we will guard the elections. Do you think they're going to try to use certain tactics to stop people from going in person to vote? I do believe so. So remember, the elections in 2024 are November 5th. This post, 2416, is on November 4th. Let me just read it to you. Panic in D.C. If you witness members of Antifa or any other people or organizations stationed at key voter locations making threats or attempting to use scare tactics, voter intimidation, please contact local authorities immediately and report the incident. Internal comms suggest preparations are being made and organized to conduct a 29-plus location push battleground locations. See something, say something. Uniformed and non-uniformed personnel will be stationed across the country in an effort to safeguard the public. Think about what this is saying. Does that mean we will have military and civilian individuals like police protecting these areas? If you witness anything out of the ordinary with regards to staff, officials, machinery, and equipment failure and or malfunctions, unusual grouping, buses dropping off people with guide and or instructor, voter prevention, blocking, or other suspicious activity, please contact local authorities immediately and report the incident. See something, say something, take picture and or video only when safe to do so. Then if we go to post 2405, this is November 4th, the day before the election. We will protect the vote, all capitals, all hands on deck. And I do believe everything is leading up to 2024. Everything is prepped and ready. And it is prepped and ready to give the people their voice back. And the people are going to send a message, which I do believe is going to be a shot heard around the world, where it's going to show the deep state around the world, not just this country, but in other countries, that the people have taken back the United States. The people want the deep state arrested. The people want this country back, and we're going to keep this country. And the people are going to send a message so loud that is going to shake the earth. And the deep state is going to panic. And I do believe the panic is going to push us into war. And yes, there's going to be chaos because they will not accept the results. And yes, they will tell their foot soldiers to riot in the streets. And you're going to see this, and they're going to try to start a civil war. I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriot Front group and other individuals have clashes in the street while war is being pushed. And I think they're going to try to use all of this to distract from what has happened. But again, who's in control of all of this? Trump and the military. Trump, he's going to counter all of this with peace. Trump is going to have it in 24 hours. Then what does the deep state do? They're trapped in their own agenda. And the Patriots now are in control. And they are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially prepared. Thanks a lot.